AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
One of the strangest things about conversations involving guns in America is how quickly America goes from being the most hopeful and almost impossible chasing nation to a nation that just believes that nothing is possible all of a sudden. You know? Everything else America believes is possible. We're like, yeah, we're gonna go to the moon, we're gonna go to Mars. Oh, we're gonna cure cancer. It doesn't mean we can't do it. We can do it. We're gonna do it. Then when it comes to guns, all of a sudden, so many people are like, it's impossible to stop it. You can't. There's so many. Oh, what are you gonna do? And what really frustrates me is how people try and make it a game of whack-a-mole when it comes to solving problems. You know, you propose any type of solution and they go, well, that wouldn't have solved this one. This wouldn't have stopped that. And you're like, yeah, but that's not how solutions work. Right? There is no problem that is going to be solved by one solution. A lot of the time, big problems require a multitude of solutions. And what you do is you try and fix it incrementally, step by step. Every day you think of a new thing. Look at cars, for instance. Cars is a simple idea. Right? When they started off, it was like a bucket with wooden wheels. You just crashed and you died. That was it. And then over time, people said, well, why don't we improve it? Why don't we say it has to have brakes? We never thought of brakes. Let's add that. Let's add brakes and let's add this and let's add seatbelts. We've gotten to the point where cars drive themselves now, and still we say we've got to write laws. We still say let's make sure that a self-driving car adheres to certain standards. Let's make sure that it hasn't stopped. And yet somehow with guns, it just stopped. You know, it's such a strange argument for me. Oh, but that wouldn't have fixed it. Yeah, but if you see a loophole, why not fix it before it leads to a problem that it could have stopped? Do you know what I mean? And they always say the same thing. Oh, it's a slippery slope. Which guns do you ban? You know, like, which guns do you want to ban? It's like, well, just start with the ones that people seem to be using over and over again to go into schools to kill a bunch of children at one time. Oh, but that won't, what if they come with it? Yeah, then we'll deal with that. You know, it's a lot harder to commit these mass shootings when you don't have certain types of weapons. I really don't understand it, you know? People are like, oh, it wouldn't fix it. Yeah, nothing fixes everything, but you gotta start somewhere. They almost use like the gym argument. That's what it is. You know, when you're trying to get in shape? It's because, why don't you go out? Nah, I'm just not gonna change anything. Nah, push-ups don't help. Yeah, push-ups on their own don't help. And you know, walking on its own doesn't help. Drinking more water on its own doesn't help. You combine these things step by step, day by day. And then you wake up one day and you're like, whoa, wow, I look a little bit better than I did before. I feel a little bit better than I did before. It's not going to happen overnight. It's incremental. But it's really interesting that it's the one area where so many people just want to throw their hands up. You know, the same people, by the way, where when they first were told that this was an undocumented immigrant, they were quick. Yeah, they were all of a sudden they were like, oh, we got to do so. We got to shut down the borders. This is why we need stricter. And then they were like, what? Oh, no, it's not what we. Look, this is not the time to politicize things. We don't know what could have been done, and there's nothing that could have been done, and we got to realize that bad people are going to do bad things. Oh, but when you thought it was somebody who came across the border illegally, then you said there was something you could do. Yeah, well, that. And the saddest thing is it's a small group of people. most Americans on the same page. It's like a small group of people who've managed to shift the Overton window on the conversation around guns. Most gun owners are logical about this. Like real gun owners go to the range and they shoot. You should see how they respect weapons, you know? They'll even be the ones who go like, yeah, maybe we get rid of some of these guns and maybe we change some of those laws and whatever. But there's this small little group, this lobby that manages to shift the entire conversation in the country. And you can't do it. And it's like, okay. You think that's the end? Okay. And it'll keep happening until somebody makes a change. But the one thing I say is, you just have to keep having hope. You keep having hope, you keep fighting, you keep pushing, you don't stop, you know? Like, someone said to me recently about this conversation. He's like, why do we bother? It's like, why do we keep having this conversation? I was like, hey, man, I don't know. Why did Martin Luther King Jr. bother, you know? Why did Nelson Mandela bother? Why did Mahatma Gandhi bother? Why did Harriet Tubman bother? Why, you know, it's like, you have to keep bothering. That's what hope is. You just wake up and you try again and you try again and you try again and you try again. And then, you know, one day you succeed or you die of old age. That's life.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.